all over the world, the development of rivers has always been part of man's progress. His conquest of rivers and his improvement of them for his own use, demonstrated by the rivers of our own West. Let's consider the four main rivers of the Pacific Slope to see for ourselves how important they are and how they have been made useful to the people of the Western United States. In the Northwest, the Columbia River has played a vital role in the development of Washington and Oregon. The Sacramento and San Joaquin rivers are equally important to the Great Central Valley of California. And the Colorado River is of tremendous value to seven states in our Southwest. Starting with the Columbia, let us look at each of the four rivers. The Columbia, 5 miles wide at its mouth, is deep enough to carry big ocean vessels upstream for a distance of 100 miles. As much as 10 million tons of freight are carried each year by ships on the Columbia. One of the many products of the Pacific Northwest is lumber. Washington and Oregon are the greatest lumber-producing states in our country. From their great forests, some of the timber is carried on the Columbia River in the form of log rafts. Small tugs tow the rafts to sawmills on the river's banks. Here, the logs are cut into lumber and then loaded into freighters for shipment down the Columbia and out into the Pacific Ocean to the ports of the world. Another valuable product that is carried on the Great Columbia Waterway is wheat. Wheat that is grown in the Columbia River Basin. The Columbia River is also the home of salmon and yields much of the nation's supply of this fish. Salmon are caught in the river and also in the ocean along the Pacific coast. About 70 million pounds of salmon are caught each year in the Pacific coast states. From canneries such as this, salmon are shipped down the Columbia to many parts of the world. Center of shipping and commerce on the Columbia is the city of Portland, located on the Willamette River, a tributary of the Columbia. One of the newer industries along the Columbia is the refining of aluminum. Such metal industries require a tremendous supply of electricity, which is furnished by Bonneville Dam. More than 500,000 kilowatts of electric energy are produced in Bonneville's powerhouse. The dam not only puts the Columbia River to work producing power, but it improves navigation by deepening the river above the dam and by providing locks which lift the river boats from the lower river to the higher level above the dam. Far upstream, deep in the state of Washington, the Columbia is spanned by another dam, Grand Coulee, one of the greatest structures in the world. This dam was built to supply water for irrigation and water for power. Here is water for power. Water that tumbles down 500 feet with tremendous force to turn the generators that produce electricity. And here is water for irrigation, a vast reservoir held by the dam. Eventually, this water will be used to irrigate more than 1 million acres of land and thus bring new wealth to the Pacific Northwest. Irrigation is the principal purpose for which man has developed the Sacramento and San Joaquin rivers in the Great Central Valley of California. The land in the Central Valley is fertile, but it needs water to make it productive. To supply this water, two great dams were completed in 1944. One of these is Shasta Dam on the headwaters of the Sacramento River. Some of the water held by this dam comes from the slopes of Mount Shasta. Although its main function is to store water, Shasta Dam provides flood control and is a source of electric power for the people of the valley it serves. The other dam in the Central Valley is Friant Dam on the San Joaquin River. It supplies water to the southern half of the Great Central Valley. From the dam, the precious water of the San Joaquin River is carefully distributed through a network of irrigation canals. Booster stations pump the water to higher canals, and control gates regulate the flow into smaller canals until the water finally reaches the fields. 2 million acres of land will eventually benefit from the Sacramento and San Joaquin river systems. Not only have these two rivers made the Central Valley of California a region of agricultural wealth, but they are also used for commerce. Both rivers flow into the Bay of San Francisco, and goods from that seaport are shipped up the Sacramento River to the city of Sacramento, and up the San Joaquin River to the inland port of Stockton. And so, two rivers, the Sacramento and the San Joaquin, are used by man to increase crops, to carry commerce, and to develop power in the Central Valley of California. The Colorado River is an outstanding example of a river which man has put to his own use. From its source in the Rocky Mountains, the Colorado flows south through Utah and Arizona. Much of this region is dry wasteland, and the river itself is normally shallow and of no use for navigation. Yet man has made this river of great value. Imperial Dam on the lower Colorado diverts the precious water from the river into a vast irrigation system. This dam does not store water, but channels it through these big roller gates and into this desilting basin. After the sand and mud settle to the bottom, the clean, clear water enters the All-American Canal. For 100 miles, this man-made canal carries the water of the Colorado River through the desert of Southern California to the Imperial Valley and the Coachella Valley. Here, the water is carefully directed onto the land. The result is surprising. Land that was once dry and barren yields rich crops when irrigated. With the help of water from the Colorado, man has created new wealth in Southern California. But the Colorado does much more. Farther up the river, above Imperial Dam, is Parker Dam. Parker Dam was built not for irrigation, but to divert water for the city of Los Angeles. From this reservoir behind Parker Dam, 1 million gallons of water a day pass through this pumping station and into the Los Angeles Aqueduct. For 300 miles over mountains and through the desert, the water is pumped until it reaches Los Angeles. And there is still one more project that man has built to make use of the Colorado. That project is Hoover Dam, one of the biggest structures ever made by man to put a river to work. The great reservoir behind Hoover Dam is called Lake Mead. The water is used for irrigation and to supply the homes and factories and cities of Southern California, Arizona, and Nevada. The water also produces electric power for more than 3 million users in the Southwest. The dam itself eliminates the rushing spring floods of the river. Below Hoover Dam, the Colorado River flows evenly throughout the year, a useful and valuable servant to the people of the great Southwest. In addition to its tremendous economic importance, the Colorado offers beauty and recreation. This is the Grand Canyon of the Upper Colorado, one of the scenic wonders of the world. This famous canyon is another asset of the Colorado, one of the most beautiful and useful rivers of the Pacific Slope. These rivers, as we have seen, are the Columbia in the Pacific Northwest, the Sacramento and San Joaquin in California, and the Colorado in the Southwest. The Columbia, you remember, is a wide, deep river that carries ocean-going ships. Navigation on the Columbia is improved by Bonneville Dam, and electric power for the Northwest is supplied by Grand Coulee Dam. In California, both the Sacramento and San Joaquin rivers are used for shipping, but remember that they are more valuable for irrigating the great Central Valley of California. In the Southwest, it is the Colorado which has been put to work, irrigating Southern California and Arizona, supplying water to Los Angeles, and creating electric power for the Southwest. In our four rivers of the Pacific Slope, we have seen examples of the many ways in which man has put rivers to work for his own benefit. The development of the Pacific Slope is part of the story of man and his use of rivers in our changing world.